Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food!
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever. I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello. Welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And we're back with our bonus episode. We will be doing a Dear DST today, and I'm excited for it. Are you excited?
It's going to be fun. I'm very excited. How are you feeling? Just to get us rolling. How are you feeling post weekend in the Catskills?
I enjoyed our weekend away. I thought it was very relaxing, very chill. Played a lot of games. Sammy.
I know.
Yeah, it was fun. Do you want to tell people how I fell? I had a little tumble.
Oh my gosh. It was really funny. Okay. So we were coming back from dinner. And it was a lovely night. The stars were out.
So starry.
Such a starry night.
But it was really dark. Night.
Right. Cause when there's not a lot of like lights or, you know, noise or anything.
There was zero lights. We were illuminated only by the stars.
I'm sure they know what like the middle of nowhere stars are like. You know, you guys know.
No service, and no light. No,
exactly. So we were walking like from the car to the house, and just like the setup for some background is like in between the car and the house was like these like the setup of chairs with like a fire pit in front of it.
Yeah, the fire pit was like a made one. Like they put
like
bricks
there
around
were stones
it.
Around it, like
and
a circle.
Yeah, and,
you know.
Yeah, and I take
lovely.
Pride. And I take pride in like being able to identify planets in the sky.
Yeah, she's. I mean, we saw Mars. Aileen.
I could no. It's not that we
it
saw
out.
Mars. I said that's a planet, guys. Let me confirm. So I took out my Starry Night app because, of course, I have that paid version, and I put it to the sky, and I go, "Yep, stars confirmed." I mean, Mars confirmed. It was
right.
Mars.
Okay, then, so that was like number one, and then like behind us, there was possibly another planet, maybe Uranus, and Aileen was staring at it to, you know, try to make her expert determination, and she tumbles into the fire pit ass first. Like, and here's the thing, the fire pit was like perfect size for like little Aileen castle
fire pit.
Yeah.
And my ass isn't that big, but
no,
yeah,
but it was like, I'm not saying your ass occupied the entire fire pit. I'm saying like you folded nicely into it.
I folded. You folded the cheese.
But it's funny. It was really funny to witness, but especially because she was okay. You know,
yeah, it was okay. Thankfully, the fire was not going. It was a non-fire fire pit. I was so excited that I was like correctly spotted Mars that I was like, oh, let me find another one. So I turned around without looking up, without looking around me, but also it was so dark. And I was like, oh, I think that might be like Saturn. And I just all of a sudden just tripped and just like fully wiped out into the fire pit, and everyone was like, are you okay? You couldn't see me even.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm in the fire pit.
Your intensity was really out in full force this weekend. Like, you so intensely had to identify the planet that you found the fire pit. Like a constant stream of needing to play games and needing to count steps and take more steps.
I wasn't counting steps.
Okay, but like you were very much, you know, we need to walk the extra trail.
Well,
like,
because
weight loss, because of like fun.
Well, we were sitting around because it was raining, and I was so excited that we got to do our hike. Because what else are you doing upstate? You're walking, you're moving, you're grooving, you know?
Right, like, you're just like, I got to get more. And you and Jordana and Arielle with the 10,000 steps. And it's just like, I just want to sit in the hot tub or next to the fire and be on my phone or like have a conversation.
The hot tub took like one day to warm up. So that was rough.
I enjoyed a solo hot tub on day two. My weary muscles were from the hike. My weary muscles were soothed.
It was an hour walk.
Oh my God. It was 3.5 miles up and down the Midsummer Meadows. Okay. And I haven't been very active. And
it was fun.
It was one of those things that I was happy I did once it was over. But like,
you did great.
I'm really more of a sit and converse or don't converse.
We did a lot of that as well. But it was really, anyway, but it
really
was really
a lot
nice.
Of games. A
it
lot
was really
of
nice. And I got a lot of sleep the next day. But last night I went to bed too late. I've just, because I'm stressed out because I'm moving at the end of the month and I've decided that I'm going to get an apartment actually instead of, I'm going to wait to buy a house as I told you. And so that's just kind of been stressful, but I'm really, really excited. And and I've been like selling furniture from under Rusty's. Like, I'm like, yep, the coffee table's gone. He's like, where am I supposed to eat? I'm like, use the table until I sell it.
Oh my gosh. And then just use the floor.
Yeah, just use the floor. Use Sansa as a pedestal.
Ever since returning, I feel like I've been getting a lot of sleep.
Ever since what?
Returning back to.
You've been sleeping well? Well, good.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a nice time away.
It was.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your own fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some Smalls to my friend in Brooklyn who is fostering kittens, and they took to it right away. It is delicious. It is nutritious. It is easy to serve. Yum, yum, yum. Eat it up. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
All right, should we do a Dear DST as promised?
Oh, we should.
Okay. I will read it, Saman. Hey, Sammy and Aileen. First off, like every other email you read, I want to say how much I love your podcast, and I thank you guys for sharing your intuitive eating journey. It has really opened my eyes and helped me a lot. I was deep engraved in diet culture for a very long time. Last November, I competed in my first bodybuilding bikini show and struggled so much post-show with binge eating. I continued to stick with the coach for almost a year after my competition, trying to follow a strict workout and meal plan, and kept finding myself struggling so much with my relationship with food, binging, and body image. So I dropped the coach, and I've recently been on my own intuitive eating journey for a couple months now, and I really couldn't be happier. However, what I am struggling with is the triggering language that a few of my friends and family members use when it comes to their body/eating habits. A few of my very close family friends are actually signed up with my previous coach and in deep, quote, diets. They're constantly justifying their food explanations to me or making comments about how they feel or look fat, etc. This is very triggering for me and makes me question my own food choices and body. They know I'm on an intuitive eating journey, and I post a lot about it on social media, so it is no surprise to them. However, I'm not sure how to handle these comments in person when they are made. I try my best to brush them off and reply with neutral responses, but I'm finding it very hard, and it makes me question myself. How would you guys handle this? Thanks so much, your fellow intuitive eater.
Yeah. I mean, this is the epitome of the challenge of sort of going your own way with intuitive eating. I just right. had Fleetwood Mac anything, in my song, like, Fleetwood Mac song in my head.
It's like with anything, like even diets, even intuitive eating, anything you do is easy in a vacuum. But when you're just released into the wild, everything becomes more challenging because there's so many variables.
Well, I'll just say that's kind of like why I brought up the like 10,000 steps thing from this weekend. Like I found that whole conversation to be very triggering because like, not because there's anything wrong with that, but because when I was dieting, 10,000 steps was like a thing I had in my head as like, that's a method of losing weight, not a method of like getting my body moving. So like the intensity of like, we need to move, we need to take this many steps. Like I was not like, it gave me anxiety. And
some people were taking it too far. We're like, I need to go walk around, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's like that, but, and there's nothing wrong. Like, I'm not like, again, it's not about like the family or the friends who are doing this. Like, no, like, you know what I mean? It's not their fault. It's just more like,
and it's not necessarily bad.
And it's not. It's not like inherently bad at all. And like, it's not like you can't blame them even, but you have your own feelings about it, and that's understandable and that's okay because of right. where you are on your journey. And the whole thing, I guess, becomes about like, how do you internalize those messages and take them in sort of without letting them derail you, or examining them like non-judgmentally about how they make you feel. And it's okay that a certain message or a certain situation might make you feel a certain way at a certain time. It doesn't mean forever. It doesn't mean those things are inherently bad. It just means right now you're experiencing a certain emotion. So what like I'll give my own example with the 10,000 steps. Like, I felt like, okay, I'm experiencing this. Let me like observe it. Why is it making me feel this way? Like, what is it triggering? Ugh, I hate using that word, but like, what is it bringing up for me? Mm-hmm. And what it brought up for me was like a certain old way of thinking. And certain environments might bring that up for you, or certain people might talking to certain people might bring that up for you. And it's not those people's fault. It's just something for you to grapple with. And like Aileen, like you said, like if it is easy in a vacuum when you don't have those like things coming up, but when you do, figuring out how to like sort of handle them internally is the process. And that's okay that sometimes you will feel bad. Feeling bad is like feeling bad internally is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just an emotion to sort of ride.
I think just to add also on that, there's two things you can like practically do. And what I do is have on hand like a list of reasons why you're doing intuitive eating. Like make a note in a notes on your phone, write it down. I find writing things is more, I don't know, it just feels different than typing it, because typing could be deleted, but writing it feels more therapeutic and more natural. I don't know what it is. I just love a little handwritten note. Writing like why you're doing this, what your goals are with this, like how do you want it to feel? And then anytime you feel like somebody says some comment that you're not necessarily feel strong enough for, just go back to that list. And read it to yourself, sort of like an affirmation, but also like a reminder of like why you're doing what you're doing. It doesn't make you weak at all to have to go back. And my other thing is just maybe take a perspective of like what the comments that they make is from a different mindset. It's an old mindset that you don't want to assume. It's something you're trying to get rid of. And that doesn't make you better than anybody. It just makes you in a different place, and just remind yourself like, oh, they're just in a different place than I am. And I'm in a new place, and just kind of, again, like you're saying, don't engage, handle it neutrally, like you're saying it, but it's definitely very difficult. So what you can do is the things that you can control. So I think I would try to take those tools with you into these situations.
The positive side of this is that like, these are like, you can look at these situations as like things that will help strengthen you in your experience of your intuitive eating journey. Like when you are able to kind of take in these comments and then examine them and be like, those aren't for me because I'm doing this for the reasons I have written down and processed for myself. Every time you experience sort of a challenge to that, and then you like, kind of not over, I don't want to say overcome it, but like experience it. That's all it is. Like just experiencing it at all will kind of like further your understanding of yourself and why you're doing this.
Mm-hmm. And she says that she tries her best to brush them off. I think some things definitely you can brush off, but some things you might feel worse about that you should maybe examine, like Sammy's saying. Like not everything should be like heavily analyzed and examined. I feel like that puts a lot too much pressure on you and makes things a little bit heavier, especially when you're in a light situation.
No, so, but like if you're experiencing a negative emotion, I think.
But you could examine the situation in which why the person is saying it, not necessarily why it makes you feel bad. Like, oh, this is an old way of thinking. I feel like bad about it. Yeah, that makes sense why I feel bad about it. But why is the other person saying it? Oh, they must be this, this, and this. I'm not going to even let that even pierce through my sweater, let alone my skin. So I'm just going to keep going. That's like a brush off moment. But if something is like really, really hurts you, like I think there's a level of effect, like the way something can affect you. And it's a process like everything.
Yeah.
But good luck with everything. This is really difficult. It's not that fun all the time.
Also, I'm sure there's probably like this temptation sometimes to be like, oh, dieting was like not that hard. Like I could do it. Maybe I should go back to it. But like, always, that was also hard. Like think about why you even got to this point. Cause like things weren't great.
Yeah, no, I agree. I always think about it. I always think about how easy it would just be to count calories.
Right. That's part, but that's part of, I think, the whole journey, like every, like having that thought and then countering it because yeah. you have a reason for doing what you're doing.
You always, you tend to forget the harder stuff. The grass is always greener, but just stick to your intentions and stick to the reasons why you're doing what you're doing and keep going. So everyone, email us, dst@betches.com. If you have a dear DST, it doesn't have to be about intuitive eating. It could be about literally anything. It could be about the fact that you're watching, you can't stop watching interior design shows on Netflix until 2 a.m. like me, and are wondering why you're having trouble concentrating the next day. anything like that. So email us, dst@betches.com. Rate, review, subscribe. Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow, at Aileen, at Sammy, and we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Betches.